and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So this starts my show. My name is Alex. This is Mantis Cabinet. I sit in this chair, the one right here, and I play awesome music. This is my first time in this time slot. I used to have a show on Mondays, so now I get to do it on Wednesday, which means if you're a normal listener, I get to retell all my jokes all over again, and they will be sound original. So we're going to start with a badass song by a badass band, because that's a great theme to go by. This first band is called T-E, with an accent, like a accent aigu, or an acute accent, or an accent that goes to the side. The track is called If You Put Also the Pearl of Noctulescence on the Darkness, ... the album is called Boldly You Desire Understanding Entangle Exhausting Sound, ... Hasn't been tagged fully. I'm going to see if I can Google the entire album name, because it's, I think it's like something like 50 words. So right off the bat, when you have a really long album title and really long song titles, it's probably a weird prog album. That's what this is. So this is the band Teh. They're awesome. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you. All right. So as I was saying, that's by a band called Te. They're from Japan. They're awesome. Tokyo, Japan, in fact. So I found the full album title is called Boldly You Desire Understanding Entangle Exhausting Sound and Promise as the Outside Prescribed Limitations of Letter. Yeah, I don't know what that means either. The track I played is called If You Put Also the Pearl of Noctilucence, I don't know what that word is, on the darkness, the optical color is shot, but if it exposes to broad daylight, charm is lost. So I think that's pretty obvious how that song related to such a phenomenon. but anyway, the whole album's stellar. Super good stuff. These guys kick ass. I wish they were touring in Canada, specifically Vancouver. This album was released in 2005, so it's quite a while older, but it's still one of my favorite albums for within the genre and stuff. And it's so badass, the entire thing. And it's like textbook prog rock band name, like album name and song name. The last song on the track is called Going/Participating 23/111/251/931/596/217/555/415/040. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is that? But so good. I, you know, sincerely recommend everyone check it out because it's awesome. So that was that. That's super good stuff. Up next is, switching gears a little bit, still instrumental, still badass, but we're now going to Italy to listen to a band. Well, we're not really going there, but this is from Italy. La Grandine. Lagrandine, and they just released an album just this past December. Really good stuff, just in time for Christmas too, but it's not Christmas anymore. So the album is called, Questo è per I tuoi occhi, something like that. I don't know, it's on Hanged Man Records. Really good stuff. I was not able to find the album on to find the album in its entirety. This is off that CD, but on their SoundCloud. You know, check it out. You can, you know, use Google and search things. It's this awesome tool where you just put in what you want to search, and then it tells you all about the thing that you're searching. So yeah, pretty good stuff. I do believe this track. I might be wrong. No, I'm not wrong. It's called L'Uomo Albero. Again, I don't speak Italian or read Italian. Don't know. But it's a rad track. I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, let's do it.
Did you use a gun? Did you use a knife?
No, it's not.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Wednesday, February 8th, catch co-headliners Twin Sister and Eleanor Friedberger at the Media Club. Twin Sister is an indie dream pop band on tour to support their latest release, In Heaven. You may recognize the voice of Eleanor Friedberger as the singer from the Fiery Furnaces. For more information, search for Twin Sister and Eleanor Friedberger at the Media Club on Facebook. Advanced tickets are available at northerntickets.com or at Red Cat or Zulu Records. Twin Sister and Eleanor Friedberger at the Media Club is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And yeah, so if you like those bands, you should go. Media Club, February 8th. I like the Media Club. I saw the Morning Benders there, and they signed my shirt, and then I was really stupid and started wearing that shirt, and now it's faded, and it doesn't look like anyone signed it. Now it just looks like I was an idiot and got humiliated with permanent marker while I was passed out on a couch. Very disappointing. I saw Moon Duo there, and I gave them a hug. That was awesome. So good times at the Media Club. I must say, thoroughly recommend you go. Also, friends of CITR, I like talking about PSAs because they're fun. You should be a friend of CITR, and then you could go do things on Main Street, and it'll make you feel special and hip. I like living on Main Street because for the first time in my life, I'm actually living on a street that's called Main Street. Like, that's awesome. I always thought that was just like, I never thought Main Street actually existed. I was like, that's bull. You just see that in movies when they're too lazy to come up with a real name. But no, it exists. Amazing. Amazing. It's not like we actually care about the things on Main Street, just the name. But anyway, moving on. So as I was saying, that was, oh dear, I don't even remember that band name. Oh, okay. Hold on. La Grandine from Italy. Super cool stuff. Album just came out, like I was saying, December 23rd. Questo per I tuoi. I don't know how to pronounce it. If you know Italian or have any sort of delicacy with the tongue, you could probably do it. I have given up pronouncing most of Prague albums. But we're going to switch it up a little bit from awesome Prague to awesome other music, because that's my theme, really. This is a band called Girls. Probably heard about it, maybe not. If not, check it out. They are from San Fran. They recently, like in September, this past September, not in the future, released an album called Father, Son, Holy Ghost, a reference to Christianity, if anyone was unaware. So, you know, just saying, or Holy Spirit, or Holy Breath. I take ancient Greek, so I know the actual Greek behind it, which is way less interesting if you're not doing it. But anyway, so this isn't Prague at all or instrumental, but the song title is Alex, and that's my name. So I thought I would play it because apparently I'm egotistical like that, but also because it's nice to have a song, you know, named after you. I like to think that they thought of me when they wrote it, even though that's highly unlikely, and the song really doesn't have anything to do with my personal characteristics. It'd just be nice to know. But anyway, I also think Alex, it might be referring to a girl Alex, because, you know, our name, that name can go both ways. It's pretty ambiguous. But nonetheless, rad track. I hope you guys enjoy it. And then, not to worry, we'll go back to some rad prog after this. It'll be exciting. But this is Girls.
Somebody cry, well, who cares?
Alrighty. That was just Girls, the band name. I think it's a pretty crappy band name, but whatever. The album Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and the track was called Alex, which is like the best name ever. Not because it's my name, but because it's awesome. It's also Xella, backwards. I don't know if anyone's interested in pronouncing names backwards. I implore you, try to pronounce your name backwards right now and see how it sounds. Because I bet it sounds awesome. But anyway, okay. Moving on to the likely most exciting part of the show is when I tell you that a silver Mount Zion is coming to Vancouver. Are we done gawking? Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, holy crap. A silver Mount Zion is coming to Vancouver. If you don't know who they are, I sincerely recommend you check them out. Definitely one of the better, one of the staples of the sort of prog scene in Montreal in the early to late 2000s. Fronted by the same guy, Ephraim Manuel Manuk, who, in addition to doing his own solo stuff, was the frontman of Godspeed You Black Emperor. Another awesome band that is totally worth checking out. They came to Vancouver last year. It blew my mind. I went. It was phenomenal. They're going to Coachella this year, which makes me really want to go to Coachella. All my friends are like, oh, Radiohead's playing at Coachella. Yay, Radiohead. And I want to be like, no, go Godspeed You Black Emperor. Woo! But anyway, that's just me. So in honor of a Silver Mount Zion coming, who also plays under the moniker The Silver Mount Zion, The Silver Mount Zion and Memorial Orchestra, The Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tralala Band. They've released albums under all those weird names, The Silver Mount Zion, A Silver Mount Zion, The Silver Mount Zion. Bam. Anything. Sincerely recommend you check it out. They've got members who have also played in Do Make Say Think, and just like Sam Shalabi. It's Constellation. It's a Constellation Records mishmash. Really good stuff. You know, homegrown Canadian prog. That's not Rush. when I told someone that I was going to start a prog rock show at CITR and I needed to play Canadian music, they just looked at me and was like, I hope you don't play just Rush. And I almost kicked him in the shin because I was like, that's a terrible, terrible face of Canadian prog, just Rush. But anyway, I digress. This is the track by A Silver Mount Zion called Sit in the Middle of Three Galloping Dogs. And it is off the album He Has Left Us Alone, But Shafts of Light Sometimes Grace the Corners of Our Rooms. Again, if anyone noticed a trend, prog albums or like weird instrumental albums often have really long album names and weird song titles. Compare to the indie pop track by Girls. The album is called five words long. The song was one word long. Way different. Just saying, point of reference. But anyway, this is the track Sit in the Middle of Three Galloping Dogs. Don't know if I would recommend actually doing it, but you know what? You might not have to if you listen to the song and you see how it sounds like. I hope you guys enjoy.
Children of the day, we are not of night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Underline it, but let us watch. We are to be watchmen in these young lives and to be sober. Be serious. We'll be right back.
And okay, so that was Silver Mount Zion. They're coming, by the way, for in all my excitement. They're coming to the Rickshaw on February 2nd. That is, holy crap, that's next week. Oh my god, that's exciting. Oh, that's phenomenal. I'm extremely happy right now. What do you know? Okay, so that's delightful. It's, wow, my day just got way better. So yeah, next Thursday, Silver Mount Zion, I recommend everyone check it out. So we're going to continue playing awesome music. This track is by a band called This Will Destroy You. I don't know if you've heard about them. Actually, I have no idea if any of you have heard of any of the music I play, partially because I can't even hear you, and you guys can't talk to me. You can phone me in, you can phone me, and give me feedback, but as it stands, I have no idea. So, this is, the band is called This Will Destroy You. This is a self-titled album, so it's called This Will Destroy You, and this is the track Burial on the Presidio Banks. This is one of my favorite releases of 2011, and seeing as this is my first show of the year, I'm playing my homage to it. Is that? No, that's not even the right word. I'm playing it well late. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy it. This track's awesome. Thank you.
January 28th, prepare for the triple threat show of the season. Local garage rockers, The Pack AD, on tour to support their latest album, Unpersons, live at the Rickshaw Theater. With special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, advance tickets are available at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu Records, or at liveattherickshaw.com. That's The Pack AD with special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, live at the Rickshaw, January 28th. The Pack AD at the Rickshaw Theater is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
All right, so we heard about the Pack AD coming in at the Rickshaw on January 28th, which, if my calendar is accurate, is on Saturday. Then Parts Unknown is an awesome show that I used to... my show used to be right after his, and we would hang out, and Chris Horrific is awesome. I can tell you the show is not nearly as scary as that promo. That promo makes it sound very scary, but it's not. But back to the music and the tunes. It turns out I'm an idiot, and I put the wrong This Will Destroy You track on my playlist. I was right. It's off their self-titled album, and I did tell you the right track name. But that one, that album came out in 2008. The album that just came out in 2011, which is just last year, was called Tunnel Blanket. Also a really good album. That's what I was referring to when I said it was one of my favorite albums of that year. But that track that I played was not off that album. Although the album that I did play was really good. The album art has a picture of a howling wolf, similar to the one that appear on tacky sweaters. A puma or cougar, also similar to the kind of animal that would appear on a tacky sweater. And an eagle, again, similar to that which would appear on a tacky sweater. So it's like, awesome! And I kind of want to get a sweater now of a howling wolf, a stalking puma, and a proud eagle. And then make it like really woolly and like this... Something like it would look like your mother bought you in, like, 1993. But anyway, moving on. So, February 2nd, when everyone gets their minds blown by a Silver Mount Zion, February 3rd, the next day, Los Campesinos are coming. They are not prog at all. They're awesome, kind of jumpy pop rock from Wales. I really like their band, this band. This was the first show I ever saw in Vancouver. It was at Richards on Richards before it closed down. And I also got in with my first fake ID ever. Awesome. I caught the drumstick at this show. Great sentimental value. And then I went back to my house in Res and had a dance party by myself with my headphones plugged in, without being aware that my roommate was filming the entire thing and giggling the entire way. And then he showed everyone, me dancing on my own to Los Campesinos and singing along, but you couldn't hear what the music, because it was in my headphones, so it just turned out to be me looking like a complete and total idiot. But it was great. It was great. So this is off their new album called Hello Sadness. And this track is called Songs About Your Girlfriend. Sucker. I added the sucker. Doesn't actually say that. But super good band. They're coming on the 3rd. So I just found out that tickets used to be sold out, but now there's apparently more tickets available at like Red Cat and such. So that's something I'm going to definitely figure out. And yeah, that seems to be it for things about Los Campesinos. They're awesome, is I was going to say. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy playing it now. That was Los Campesinos. Really uppity, jumpy stuff. Lots of people in that band. I thoroughly recommend you check it out. And, you know, if you do find yourself at that show, you can wave to me, and I'll wave back. We can, you know, exchange a casual greeting if you want. I would be the white kid in pants. That's the way to recognize me. I also have hair. And I have a radio show, which you should probably know if this is how you... Anyway. Okay, so I have one more track to play. This is by a band called Zero Absolue, or Zero Absolue, and then in brackets, Zero Kelvin. I assume a temperature reference, absolute zero, and it's in French, so it's... So I'm going to say zéro absolu with my awesome French accent, which is terrible, but we know I can't pronounce anything, really. This album is called Dans le bras de Morphée. Again, I'm pronouncing it terribly. But you can check it out, Bandcamp. This album has 22 tracks in it, and for an album with 22 tracks,
The vast majority, if not all of them, are over 4 minutes. Okay, three are under 4 minutes. It's a lot of tunes. There's like some 12-minute tracks, some 6-minute tracks, 7 minutes. Good stuff. So you can grab it for like $5 online. Totally worth it if you're into this. Good stuff. He's from France, I reckon. That's where they speak French, among other places, but pretty sure he's from France. And yeah, it's the brainchild of one dude. Don't know his name. It's probably not Kelvin or Zéro Absolu, but whatever. So that would be the end of my show. I'm going to say goodbye and such and then play the track. But so this has been Mantis Cabinet. I'll be here next week to play more awesome music. And if I haven't scared you away already, tune in. Or maybe you don't have an option and you have to tune in. In which case, lucky you. It says here... Oh, haha. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And it tells me to announce upcoming shows. As I did, PAC AD on Saturday. Fuji and Miyagi are playing at the Electric Owl tomorrow. Silvermount Zion is next Thursday. Humans and Blood Diamonds are playing at the Biltmore on Friday. Silvermount Zion, Los Campesinos is playing on next Friday. Yeah, man. Looks like a full next week of shows. There's a bunch of others probably. And yeah. So, such has been my show. I hope you guys have at least moderately enjoyed it. If not more. And I'll be back next week. Have a good one. Oh, yeah, okay. This is the track Mourir de Somil by Zéro Absolu. Enjoy.